Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a meeting with leading economists and subject matter experts at Niti Aayog today as part of the government's ongoing consultations ahead of key economic decisions. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will also take part in the interaction, which is expected to focus on a wide range of economic issues. The meeting is likely to serve as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. Mr. Modi is expected to listen to suggestions and perspectives from economists on the upcoming union budget. Discussions are also likely to cover areas where further reforms may be required to support growth, strengthen macroeconomic stability, and address emerging challenges. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Pinaka long-range guided rocket at the Integrated Test Range, Chandipur. The rocket was tested for its maximum range of 120 kilometers, demonstrating all in-flight maneuvers as planned. The Defence Ministry said that the long-range guided rocket impacted the target with textbook precision. It added that all deployed range instruments tracked the flight throughout its trajectory. India is projected to become a $26 trillion economy by 2047-48, with per capita income exceeding $15,000, nearly six times the current level, according to a report by Ernst & Young EY. The report said several key growth enablers uniquely position India to strengthen its standing in the global economy over the next decade and beyond. India is expected to overtake Germany and Japan to become the world's third largest economy after China and the United States by 2030. India has already attained critical mass as the world's fifth largest economy, largely due to its economic liberalization policies that made the economy more market-oriented, expanded the role of private capital, and enhanced global competitiveness. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya has announced that the Department of Telecommunications is rolling out transformative reforms to strengthen telecom security, reduce compliance burdens, and reinforce Prime Minister's vision of Make in India, Make for the World. In a social media post, the minister highlighted that the key reforms include the extension of the ProTem security certification scheme for original equipment manufacturers or OEMs for 2 years and reduced fees for telecom security testing laboratories. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah arrived in West Bengal last evening to participate in a series of organizational meetings and programs. He was received at Damdam Airport by BJP State President Shaumik Bhattacharya and Leader of Opposition Shubhendu Adhikari. During his visit, the Home Minister is scheduled to hold several high-level meetings with state party office bearers today and tomorrow to discuss electoral strategies for the upcoming polls. His first key organizational meeting is scheduled to take place in Biddhanagar today. Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarappu Ramamohan Naidu will flag off the inaugural flight of Dhruv NG helicopter in Bengaluru today. The advanced light helicopter next generation, Dhruv is the civil variant of the indigenous helicopter that was showcased by HAL in 2025 Aero India Show. This helicopter, with 6 to 14 passenger capacity, is capable of playing civil roles like tourism, VIP transport, disaster and flood management, and offshore missions. It features indigenous Shakti engines and enhanced features for civil certification. U.S. President Donald Trump held a high-stake phone call with Vladimir Putin yesterday, just one day after his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. During the conversation, Putin claimed that Ukraine launched a massive overnight drone strike involving 91 drones targeting one of his presidential residences in the Novgorod region. And in women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.